Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things in the world, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Spencer Ritz. I am the owner, well, part owner of Print and Platen. We do screen printing, embroidery, vinyl. Pretty much this is what I do.
Yeah, so yeah. Here we go. Now, Edmonton, this is where we are. Why do you like Edmonton so much?
Edmonton. Grew up here, pretty much. Just grew up here from day one. I was actually born in Burnaby, BC, actually.
Okay.
I was only there for a year, moved to Calgary until I was about four, and then parents kind of split up with my mom here, and then just kind of grew up here.
What part of Edmonton?
Northside.
Northside, okay. All right, yeah. So with the expansion of Edmonton, like, it's nuts. I've been coming here my whole life.
Yeah.
I lived here when I went to college. Mm-hmm. My in-laws live here, my sister lives here, my brother-in-law lives here.
Yeah.
I cannot get over the expansion in the last 15 years of Edmonton.
It's constantly growing. It's kind of weird too, because like when you're driving like closer to like St. Albert or something like that, it's just like, before when I was younger, I remember like going to St. Albert, it felt like a long road to get there. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like a block, pretty much. You go into a new area and you're like, oh, I'm in St. Albert now, kind of like that. Yeah,
right.
So super weird to kind of see that, but yeah. It is growing.
So when you grow up in an environment like that, what is, like, I got to grow up during Fort McMurray's boom, and it was nuts to be a part of and see a community grow like that in that span of time.
Mm-hmm.
You are seeing a slower build, but I think more than ever, it's really ramping up now.
Yeah.
As somebody who's been here literally when it was so small, what does that even look like? How do you perceive that even taking place around you?
Well, basically, when I was younger, it was more, I was more contained, I would say. Like, I didn't go out and do a lot of stuff or anything like that, especially being north side and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice it growing up. I think I noticed it more these last 5-10 years and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, older and adult and stuff like that. But, like, as a young kid, you don't really pay attention to that kind of side of it, right?
Yeah. Just,
you kind of live in your community and you're part of the community, and that's pretty much it. So
that's so interesting to hear, because, like, me from a small town, I'm like, oh, those big city boys, it must be so wild. But, like,
it was cool to be like, oh yeah, let's go to West Ed or let's do that and stuff like that. But, like, growing up, it was just like you lived in a radius, you lived in your community pretty much, right? So like the park was 2 blocks away, like skating rink right there, kind of like that, right? So your buddies are all in the neighborhood and stuff like that, so you don't really find yourself leaving that area unless you're going to do something either fun or bad.
That's hilarious. Yeah. When you went to the West Edmonton Mall, how would you get there? Bus?
Bus, usually.
Yeah.
It's usually is always the bus, so.
Man, you city kids, just getting on buses, going places.
I can't imagine putting my daughter on a city bus right now or anything like that. And I remember taking the city bus when I was like 8 or 9 and stuff like that, just taking it to the theater or doing whatever and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Or even just walking like long distances to like the movie theater or something like that. I can't imagine letting my daughter do that now, so.
I have a 10-year-old, and it's always something that I have to fight with myself with.
Yeah.
Just like, I used to be wild at 10.
Yeah, no, it's really strange to kind of see that difference now, but I don't know why that's different now, but...
I like the change. I'm not like, as a parent, I'm like, I like to be a little bit more helicoptery.
Yeah,
I talk to my parents, I'm like, you guys... Did you even care about us? They did, but in a different way.
It's the same thing too, like even like taking your kid to the park and stuff like that. Whenever I went to the park, mom was like, open the door and you're just down the road, kind of like that, right? No, not with my daughter. There's no freaking way. I am there pretty much like following her around, kind of like that, right? So
it's so funny. It's a different, and it's a different place. Like good, bad, or indifferent, like you said, the size does make a difference.
It does, for sure it does.
And crossing those highways, like when I was a kid, roads weren't like this. Mm-hmm. They weren't as busy. They weren't as
lit. Yeah.
That's my thing with the little guy. It's just like, yo, watch out for that street. It wasn't that busy when I was a kid.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, like being within your community and stuff like that. Because I think the, like growing up, there's one main road that we wouldn't cross, or even if we did, it's just to go to, like when I went to junior high or something like that, right? Yeah. And you kind of stay within that area, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they asked me to talk about it. You said not to, but it's in my head, so I can't not stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So let's talk. Like, you don't have to talk about what they are, but
yep.
You like football?
I love football.
NFL, CFL?
NFL. Unfortunately, sorry to the Canadian fans. No, and stuff it's, like that, right?
It's just, it's better produced. Like,
yes.
It's like, yeah, exactly. The thing is, it's like when you watch it on TV, mm-hmm. You get, it's better produced.
It is better
it's
produced.
A better produced, yeah, product.
Exactly.
The game is a great game, yes. Regardless, but production value counts or something.
Yeah, exactly. And it's easier to kind of follow a lot of, like, prospects going up and stuff like that, right? You watch NCAA, and then you're like, oh, they're in the NFL now and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Right? Here, it's a little bit different. You can't really pick, like, random guys like Chuba Hubbard. He is from Sherwood Park, I think it is, and he's the starting running back on the Carolina Panthers right now, right?
Okay.
Which is really cool to see, right? But yeah. That's a very rare kind of thing to happen. So,
right.
Yeah.
Who's your team?
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans. Yes. Okay. When did they become your team?
Oh, I kind of followed them a little bit in their Super Bowl run, kind of like that, back in 2000.
Okay.
But I kind of, like, when I got older and I just started paying attention a little bit more, it was a quarterback named Vince Young. He was a Texas quarterback, and he was drafted to the Tennessee Titans. And then at that point, it was just, like, snowballed at that point.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the opportunity to go see a live game?
No, I am planning on to next year, though.
What game are you, like, are you going to go see, you're going to go down to Tennessee?
Yeah, I want to go down to Tennessee, because they're building a new stadium,
yeah.
Which is going to be a huge state of the art kind of thing like that, so I'm kind of waiting for that, so yeah. It'll be really fun, but.
Get ready.
Oh, I know. I'm in a decent amount of, like, chats with other, like, Titans fans and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, yo, what do I do when I go down there? And just, like, a bunch of tailgating and all kind of stuff. But even, like, the thing I've heard is, like, what do they call it? Nash Vegas and stuff like that, right? So,
It's wild,
we'll
man.
See. We'll see.
I gotta see, what's that quarterback? Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I gotta see Tim Tebow play when that all, like...
Yeah, when he's on the Broncos.
Dude.
Crazy. Yeah.
Forget about the game.
Yeah, yeah.
America is wild when it comes to football.
Yeah.
And I work with Americans, and I went down with a bunch of Texans too.
Yeah.
So, like, the tailgating before, like, it's like,
that's what I want. That's what I want to be part of, because, like, even here, like, being a lone NFL fan here in Canada is very lonesome, right?
Yeah.
So my brothers love NFL too, so it's just like they're kind of my group to talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But going down there and talking football, I think when I went to Long Beach in January, I had so many different conversations with other people about the NFL,
mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. These are my people when it comes to, like, the fans and stuff,
yeah.
Like that. So
yeah, I worked with a management team of all Texans for, like, 7 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Poof! And to say I learned about football is an yeah. Understatement.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy I did learn. It was fascinating, especially like you're saying, tracking the prospects.
Yeah, exactly. It just started early on for me, because I played football in, like, minor league and stuff like that, and all the way through high school.
Yeah.
And then I coached for a little bit, like, little league and all kind of stuff, and that was really fun for me. But yeah, no, it's just always been a part of my life. So.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. Like, yeah. When you get an opportunity to check it out, it's yeah. Something like I was not ready for it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna be ready for it either, but it's gonna be great, I think.
And it's not what you think. Like, everybody's like, oh, the tailgate is just drinking. It's just like, yeah, there's a lot of drinking going around, but that's like anything. It's all perspective based.
Exactly.
But it's a part of their culture and their DNA, and they invest in it, and it's very, very amazing to see.
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing here. I always have, like, dates on my calendar, and I was, like, draft days and, you know, kickoff days, Super Bowls, all that kind of stuff. It's just ingrained with me and my family. So
are you playing football too on video games to keep relevant?
That is my guilty pleasure for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, literally today was the drop of college football 26. And I am staying up late tonight and coming to work a little bit later tomorrow. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
These games are insane.
They are really insane.
I stopped playing video games about, let's call it 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I put down the controller.
Mm-hmm.
I just picked it up recently with the PS5.
Okay.
One of the games that I've been playing is NBA.
Yeah.
These players are playing exactly like I remember them playing.
Yeah, exactly. It's no longer just like a video game. It's now like a simulation almost. That's what they're calling it pretty much, right?
Facts.
It's like, so.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even put it in old school mode, so the TV looks like it did back
in
the
cool.
day.
Yeah.
And so I started playing the NFL game too with anyways. It's a simulation.
Yes.
And you can really get into it. And what I love, and this is how I got into football initially, was through video games.
Yep.
Because
yep.
you learned who the players are, how to play, what the rules are,
yep.
all these regulations, and then you can transfer it into watching the real game.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I can only imagine for a football fan like yourself,
yeah.
who just got this video game, it's more than just tonight you'll be investing.
I thought about even taking the day off at that point. I was like, no, we're too busy. So
yeah, that's hilarious.
I got responsibilities. So
that's why they asked me to bring up football.
it's a huge part of my life, pretty much. So I'm always taking time off, especially for the draft. I'm like, hey, I'm off these 2 days. Why? I'm watching the draft. What do you do? I watch the draft pretty much. So
is there, for me, I was a big Chicago Bulls fan back in the day. Yep. So the team that, and I might actually buy this man's jersey because he was such a thorn in my side, but it was John Stockton and the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Him and Karl Malone, they were the only real opposition to the Bulls.
Yeah.
So I hated them, but I have nothing respect for them, to the point where I might actually buy a Stockton jersey.
Okay.
So is there a team that you can look at and just be like, you know what? I wish you weren't in the league, but I can respect you as an opponent.
Oh, the Chiefs.
He just right away.
100 like the before is the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
But right now it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Everyone's just waiting for it. Well, like actually this last Super Bowl was the best Super Bowl because you got to see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs get destroyed by the Eagles. Which was amazing, but yeah, for sure, like you're kind of like checking your schedule, be like, are we playing the Chiefs? Yes, okay, I want to beat them, but
So. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love it. When you talk to sports people, they just
instantly. It's an instant thing. You can you could be division rival fans, but you'll have that one hatred team, and right now it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right now it's the Chiefs.
That's hilarious. The Patriots had so much hate for so many years.
Exactly, but then now you see Tom Brady, he's retired,
and
they respect him.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, he is the GOAT. He has 7 rings, and he's just, time in, time out, he's just been the best, kind of thing like that, right? So
He went on an un-ridiculous kind of run.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can understand in regards to hot take, like when it comes to soccer, I love watching Brazilian soccer. I just like how they play.
Okay.
German soccer, Netherlands soccer, it's kind of boring.
Really?
That being said, those countries are clinical and they will destroy you.
Yeah.
So I have to say respect for what you're doing because the game is to win.
Yeah.
And they can do it.
Yeah.
But I just like the little more flavor that the Brazilians bring to it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No,
so it's funny when you, you're football, so you're just like, yeah, man, those Chiefs, they're a pain in my ass right now.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's going to be another team eventually down the road and stuff like that. So
nothing but respect. Awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, my man, we are out of time, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the lights, or the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Let me shout out to my younger brother. He has his 4th baby coming this weekend, so congratulations, and I'm excited to meet my new nephew.
There we go. Yeah. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Yeah, that's why they didn't want to get you on the football kick right there.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.